Welcome, I'm Megan Maroney. Let's get to the tech news. Bug bounty startup Zerodium announced that someone has claimed the $1 million prize they were offering for anyone who could hack an iPhone running iOS 9.1. According to Zerodium, a team of hackers have come up with a method to remotely trick any iPhone or iPad into visiting a malicious website. Zerodium describes that technique as a jailbreak, but they've also called it a zero-day hacking technique that a government or anyone else could potentially use for surveillance. Zerodium is a privately held venture-backed startup. Their official description is a premium exploit acquisition platform. They're not offering this bounty out of the goodness of their own hearts, and now that they've bought and paid for this so-called jailbreak, Zerodium plans to report all acquired security information to its clients, along with protective measures and security recommendations. The company also offers solutions for corporations and governments, which sounds just a little bit menacing. According to Wired, Zerodium won't immediately report the vulnerabilities to Apple, though it might tell them later to help develop a patch against the attack. The pursuit of productivity and collaboration, that's the reason Microsoft is giving for breaking their promise to provide unlimited storage on OneDrive. Yesterday, the company announced that they were making changes to their unlimited storage plans for consumers after a small number of people used more than 75 terabytes of storage. That's 14,000 times the average. Office 365 home, personal, and university subscribers will now be limited to a paltry 1 terabyte of OneDrive storage, and 100 gigabyte and 200 gigabyte paid plans will be replaced with a 50 gig plan for $1.99 per month. That's starting in 2016. If you're on the free plan, you'll be limited to 5 gigs. Microsoft's 15 gig camera roll storage bonus will also be discontinued. Unlimited customers will be notified if they've breached their limits, and they will have 12 months to find some other sucker to store their selfies. If you've exceeded the 5 gigs of free storage, you will be notified, and you'll also have a year to go elsewhere. In their blog post today, Microsoft added they will now offer a free one-year Office 365 personal subscription, which includes the aforementioned 1 terabyte of free storage. Prorated refunds will be given to customers who no longer want to use the service in light of the changes. Gmail just got smarter. According to the official Google blog, Inbox by Gmail will now anticipate which of your emails you can respond to quickly. It will even prepare a few replies for you to choose from. The new feature is called Smart Reply, not to be confused with a similar feature on the Apple Watch called Smart Replies. Does the same thing. Apple Watch, however, does not record your replies and grow smarter as you use it. Smart Replies in Inbox will use machine learning to use the responses you choose or don't choose to help improve future suggestions. Smart Reply will roll out on the Google Inbox app on Android and iOS later this week. Recode reports that Twitter engineering manager Leslie Miley has left the company, citing diversity issues. Miley was the only black engineer in a leadership position at Twitter. TechCrunch says the former Twitter employee was laid off in October's massive job cuts, but that he had already told the company that he was planning to leave based on his experiences there. Megan Rose Dickey at TechCrunch also says Miley was offered a severance package, which he refused, presumably so he could talk about his experiences working at a company where only 3% of engineering and product are African American or Hispanic, and less than 15% are women. Miley has an excellent post on Medium describing his struggle. It's definitely worth the read.